Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar and Tehillim Masechus Ksubos Daf Tzadi. The end of the ninth parak Kakotzav Ishto and the beginning of the tenth parak Mishe and Nasui. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichu Masechus Ksubos program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daves are going to focus on number one. The opening mission of the tenth parak states, Mishe and Nasui Shtei Nashim Vameis. If one was married to two wives and he died during their lifetime and there were not enough funds to pay for both of their ksubos, Harishona Kodemus L'Shnia V'Yorshe Harishona Kodim L'Yorshe Shnia. The first wife has priority over the second wife in collecting her ksuba, and the heirs of the first wife have priority over the heirs of the second wife if both women die before the payment is made. Nasa Sirishona Vamesa Nasa Shnia Bumesu. If he married the first wife and she died, and he then married a second wife and he died in her lifetime, Shnia Vyorshea Kodmi Yorshe Harishona. The second wife or her heirs have priority over the heirs of the first wife in collecting the ksuba. Rashi explains that since the husband died while the second wife was still alive, she or her heirs come to collect her ksuba as Bali Chov, whereas the ksuba's benin dechrin of the heirs of the first wife is being collected as a Yerusha, an inheritance. Therefore, the claim of the second wife takes priority, since in cases of Yerusha inheritance, the heirs must pay off debts first before they can keep the remainder of the inheritance. Point number two, the Gemara says that three things can be learned from the Mishnah's case, where the first wife died and then the husband dies after marrying a second woman, where heirs take precedence over the first one's heirs. Shmamina achas b'chai v'achas b'mos. Learn from this that if a man's two wives died, one during his lifetime and one after his death, that the heirs of the first wife, yesh lan ksubas benin dechrin, have rights to the ksubas benin dechrin, bochayshin lansuye, and we're not concerned that this will lead to quarreling. Rashi explains that one might have thought that they only have rights to the ksubas benin dechrin when both wives die before the husband. This way, they each collect the ksubas benin dechrin of their mother, and then the remainder of the father's estate is divided equally. But in the case where the second wife died after the husband, her sons are coming to collect their mother's ksuba as a debt from the father's estate, and not as a yerusha from the father. The sons of the second wife might claim that the sons of the first wife should not receive their ksubas benin dechrin, since they're receiving a larger share of the father's yerusha. Nonetheless, we see from our mission that we're not concerned about quarreling, and the sons of the first wife do receive the ksubas benin dechrin. And point with you, the second law that can be learned from the Mishnah is that ksubas nasis mosel chaverta, a ksuba can become the surplus for the other ksuba. Rashi explains that ksubas benin dechrin does not go into effect unless there's a surplus of a dinar above the value of the two ksubas to be divided as an inheritance, domiakra nachla deraisa, so that the deraisa law of inheritance is not uprooted. We see from this Mishnah that even if the ksuba of the first wife is equal to the entire remainder of the estate, and nothing will remain for the heirs of the second wife other than their mother's ksuba after it's collected, it can nevertheless be collected. The payment they receive as creditors is considered an inheritance that was received by all the father's yorshin, which is now being used to pay off the father's ksuba debt to the second wife. This law can be inferred from the fact that the Mishnah did not teach that the heirs of the first wife collect their ksubas benin dechrin im yesh moser dinar, if there's a surplus dinar there. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the opening mission of the 10th parak states, Mishe'a nasu ishtei nashim v'meis, if one was married to two wives and he died during their lifetime, and there were not enough funds to pay for both of the ksubas, harishona kodemus l'shnia, v'yorshe harishona kodmi l'yorshe shnia. The first wife has priority over the second wife in collecting her ksuba, and the heirs of the first wife have priority over the heirs of the second wife if both women die before the payment is made. Nasa sirishona v'meisa nasa shnia v'meisu. If he married the first wife and she died, and he then married a second wife and he died in her lifetime, Shnia v'yorshea kodem l'yorshe harishona. The second wife or her heirs have priority over the heirs of the first wife in collecting the ksuba. Rashi explains that since the husband died while the second wife was still alive, she or her heirs come to collect her ksuba as Bali Chov, whereas the ksuba's benin dechrin of the heirs of the first wife is being collected as a Yerusha, an inheritance. Therefore, the claim of the second wife takes priority, since in cases of Yerusha inheritance, the heirs must pay off debts first before they can keep the remainder of the inheritance. Point number two, the Gemara says that three things can be learned from the Mishnah's case, where the first wife died and then the husband dies after marrying a second woman, where heirs take precedence over the first one's heirs. Shmamina achas b'chai v'achas b'mos. Learn from this that if a man's two wives died, one during his lifetime and one after his death, that the heirs of the first wife, yesh lan ksubas benin dechrin, have rights to the ksubas benin dechrin, bochayshin lansuye, and we're not concerned that this will lead to quarreling. Rashi explains that one might have thought that they only have rights to the ksubas benin dechrin when both wives die before the husband. This way, they each collect the ksubas meaning the karina of their mother, and then the remainder of the father's estate is divided equally. But in the case where the second wife died after the husband, her sons are coming to collect their mother's ksuba as a debt from the father's estate, and not as a yerusha from the father. The sons of the second wife might claim that the sons of the first wife should not receive their ksubas meaning the karina, since they're receiving a larger share of the father's yerusha. Nonetheless, we see from our mission that we're not concerned about quarreling, and the sons of the first wife do receive the ksubas meaning the karina. And point with you, the second law that can be learned from the Mishnah is that ksubas nasis mosel chaverta, a ksuba can become the surplus for the other ksuba. Rashi explains that ksubas benin dechrin does not go into effect unless there's a surplus of a dinar above the value of the two ksubas to be divided as an inheritance, domiakra nachla deraisa, so that the deraisa law of inheritance is not uprooted. We see from this Mishnah that even if the ksuba of the first wife is equal to the entire remainder of the estate, and nothing will remain for the heirs of the second wife other than their mother's ksuba after it's collected, it can nevertheless be collected. The payment they receive as creditors is considered an inheritance that was received by all the father's yorshin, which is now being used to pay off the father's ksuba debt to the second wife. This law can be inferred from the fact that the Mishnah did not teach that the heirs of the first wife collect their ksubas meaning the karin, im yesh sham moser dinar, if there's a surplus dinar there. All right, so now we go to Simmer Dav Tzadi, and this one was suggested to us by David Levine from Thornhill, Ontario, right next to Toronto, and by Nathaniel Yankella from Clifton, New Jersey. They both suggested Tzadi is at Staka Box. So here goes. The Shalom Bites Staka campaign for the large family of a man whose first wife died before him and the second wife died after him was launched because the second wife's heirs were so upset that the first wife's heirs were still getting their ksubas benin dechrin, and that their mother's ksuba payment they received was considered sufficient mosar, surplus, for the first ksuba. Once again, it's a motion. The Shalom Bais Staka campaign, that must be learned off Tzadi. The Shalom Bais Staka campaign for the large family of a man whose first wife died before him and his second wife died after him, which reminds us, if a man married his first wife and she died, and he then married his second wife, and he died in her lifetime, the second wife or her heirs have priority of the heirs of the first wife in collecting the ksuba. Rashi explains that since the husband died while the second wife was still alive, she or her heirs come to collect the ksuba as bali chov, whereas the ksuba has been the nechrin of the heirs of the first wife is being collected as a yerusha, an inheritance. Therefore, the claim of the second wife takes priority, since in cases of inheritance, the heirs must pay up debts first before they can keep the remainder of the yerusha. So the Shalom Bais Staka campaign for the large family of a man whose first wife died before him and his second wife died after him was launched because the second wife's heirs were so upset that the first wife's heirs were still getting their ksubas benin dechrin. Which reminds the Gemara says that one can learn from the case where a man's two wives died, one during his lifetime and one after his death, that the heirs of the first wife yesh lan ksubas benin dechrin. They have rights to the ksubas benin dechrin, and we're not concerned that this will lead to quarreling. Even though the sons of the second wife might claim that the sons of the first wife should not receive their ksubas benin dechrin, since they're receiving a larger share of the father's yerusha, nonetheless, we see from our Mishnah that we're not concerned about quarreling, and the sons of the first wife do receive the ksubas benin dechrin. So the Shalom Bais Staka campaign for the large family of a man whose first wife died before him and his second wife died after him was launched because the second wife's heirs were so upset that the first wife's heirs were still getting their ksubas benin dechrin, and that their mother's ksuba payment they received was considered sufficient mosar, surplus, for the first ksuba. Which reminds us, the second law that can be learned from the Mishnah is that ksubas nasis mosar chaverta, a ksuba can become the surplus for the other ksuba. Rashi explains that ksubas benin dechrin does not go into effect unless there's a surplus of a dinar above the value of the two ksubas to be divided as a yerusha, though miakra nachla deraisa, so that the deraisa law of inheritance is not uprooted. We see from this Mishnah that even if the ksuba of the first wife is equal to the entire remainder of the estate, and nothing will remain for the heirs of the second wife other than their mother's ksuba after it's collected, it can nevertheless be collected. So once again, the Shalom Bais Staka campaign for the large family of a man whose first wife died before him and his second wife died after him was launched because the second wife's heirs were so upset that the first wife's heirs were still getting their ksubas benin dechrin, and that their mother's ksuba payment they received was considered sufficient mosar, surplus, for the first ksuba. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldner Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.